Hi, everybody. During the months of March and April, we are highlighting the work of Rios to Rivers in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
Rios to Rivers inspires the protection of rivers worldwide by investing in underserved and indigenous youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and support them in their development as the next generation of environmental stewards.
Founded in 2012, Rios to Rivers programs have connected 234 underserved and indigenous students from 20 endangered river basins in 7 countries. The programs have included students and community leaders from 21 indigenous nations.
Rios to Rivers envisions a world in which youth who are intimately connected to their local waters and tribal communities are equipped to become the next generation of passionate leaders for healthy rivers and communities.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support Rios to Rivers this March and April. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information. Hello, and welcome to Trail Mix here at Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. Trail Mix is the short form episodes here at the show, and today is all about national forests. So national forests.
Yeah.
Okay, so prior to this year, have you ever been to a national forest?
Not that I can really dive deep into my memory vault and think about. I mean, other than us driving through a national forest on our way to other places.
The only one I can think of is Pisgah National Forest.
Oh, you're right.
That we went with our friend Nadine.
That's true.
In North Carolina.
Yes,
it was,
North Carolina.
Right? Or were we in Tennessee that day?
No, I'm pretty sure it's right on the Blue Ridge there where we did that hike.
Yeah. That's the only...
You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah. And that was a great hike. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, God. That hike is great.
Yeah.
Everybody do that.
Whatever it is.
I know. Whatever hike that was where we went to get blueberries that one time.
Good luck, everybody. Find that on the internet.
Very big Pisgah National Forest.
Good
Enjoy
luck.
It.
Good luck. You're right. But yes, other than that, no. Thank you for, dredging up my memories.
Anytime.
Not a sound from the pavement. but, other than, like I said, prior to that, just driving through, because most national parks or many national parks, I should say, have a national forest that typically surrounds them.
Right. What do we already know about national forests?
Well, that.
Yes, they surround national parks.
A lot of the time, yep.
Right. We do know that, the rule of national parks are, sacred space.
Right. You can't take anything in or really
but
bring anything in.
But that's not the way national forests work.
That's not the way the national forests work. Yeah. We also know that national forests are managed by the USFS. They are not managed under the national parks.
Right. U.S. Forest Service.
Right.
Yeah. So let's dive in.
Great. Let's start out with some distinctions. So far on our show, all of our long-format episodes are about hiking trails in the national parks. And sometimes in Trail Mix episodes, we look at trails, national monuments, national historic sites, and other sites that are managed by the National Park Service, which is an agency of the Department of the Interior. To give you the full list, the National Park Services manage the big 62 national parks, all national monuments, national battlefields, national historic sites, national scenic trails, national seashores. There are actually 20 different distinctions, totaling 422 different areas that they manage.
But national forests are not part of this list. National forests are managed by the U.S. Forest Service. And it is Forest Service and not Forestry Service, which is an agency of the United States Department of Agriculture. National forests were established in 1891 through the Land Revision Act of 1891, which was signed by President Benjamin Harrison.
The mission of the National Forest Service is to sustain the health, diversity, and productivity of the nation's forests and grasslands to meet the needs of present and future generations.
And here are some quick numbers from the U.S. Forest Service. In the United States, there are 155 national forests and 22 national grasslands. That makes up 192 million acres spanning 44 states.
Across all of those acres, there are 133,087 miles of trails and 6,709 miles of scenic and historic trails.
There are 4,300 campgrounds, 122,000 campsites, 135 alpine ski areas, and 140 swimming areas.
These numbers are a few years old, so there may be a few more by now. And thanks to Hannah Featherman over at the National Forest Foundation, here are some things that you may not know about national forests.
Okay, so national forests sustain more than 3,000 species of fish and wildlife.
That sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Are we surprised?
No, not at all. Also, more than 7 in 10 of Americans live within 100 miles of a national forest.
See, I didn't know this. That's
a high number.
That's a very high number.
Yeah.
7 in 10 people could just like pick up and get to a national forest inside of a day.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty great. Awesome.
They contribute $13 billion annually to our economy.
So through what, though?
Tourism. Mm-hmm. Also contracts through logging, through forest products. Mm-hmm.
At 17 million acres, Alaska's Tongass National Forest is our nation's largest national forest. And if you tune into our next Trail Mix episode, it will be all about the Tongass National Forest.
Yes, it will. If you've been following the news, you will understand that things are happening there.
Yes.
Right. That Tongass National Forest is actually bigger than the state of West Virginia.
Which is crazy to think
about.
That
is but huge.
If you think about Alaska and the size of Alaska.
Alaska's enormous.
That tracks.
Oh, fully.
Lots of national parks. Hard to get to most of them.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
And two national forests.
Yeah. Water from the national forest is valued at $3.7 billion per year, and millions of Americans depend on the water from national forests every single day as it is their home's water supply.
The National Forest Foundation is the nonprofit partner of the National Forest, similar to the way that the National Park Foundation is the nonprofit partner for the National Park Service. Your donation to the National Forest Foundation goes toward planting trees, restoring watersheds, and protecting habitats. Something that they offer, which I have done before, is donating specifically to plant a tree in the memory of a person. It only takes $1 to plant one tree. So, and you can also sign up for monthly donations.
That's really great. It is, you know, we've been doing a lot through our show and through a network of other podcasts and national parks enthusiasts to really step up our donations once a month, which has been really rewarding and really great. This is just a little plug. If you go to our page, specifically our Instagram, you'll see each month we are supporting a specific organization. Monthly giving is really important, especially when it comes to monthly giving to organizations that are helping people access the outdoors and especially to organizations that are helping our environment, like the National Forest Foundation. And now we're going to read you in full the Forestry Service's budget justification for 2021, because that would make such great audio content.
Yeah, you know I love a budget line.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, but I do think
it is... As much as you love a hemline.
Right. Mm-hmm. I do think it is important to note, though, that the budget for the Forest Service is for the management of 193 million acres of lands in 44 states and in Puerto Rico for multiple uses, sustainable stewardship of more than 600 million acres of forest land across the U.S., including more than 400 million acres of private land.
Wow.
It also supports the largest forestry research organization in the world and sustainable stewardship of forests in more than 80 countries.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So they are literally all over the world.
Hmm.
Our Forest Service.
Yeah, that's awesome. To clarify the difference between a national park and a national forest, a national park is a preserved sacred space. A national forest is a preserved space that also allows for the cultivation and creation of forest products.
Something that I found interesting was they have this strategic energy framework, which is available on their website. You can read it. And it is this guiding document about how they, moving forward, are planning to create ways of using sustainable energy in order to like create the forest products that they make.
Mm-hmm.
That includes wind energy, solar energy, and in many places they have done this, but they have a published plan that you can read in detail if you would like. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon travel guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon travel guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is Moon. moon.com and use code GAZE24, and that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon travel guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com, and that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Now let's talk about tribal relations. This is something that you can look up and research on the Forest Service website, which is fs.usda.gov. FS meaning Forest Service, USDA meaning United States Department of Agriculture.
To provide some quick context, which we also cover in our episode, Trail Mix, Leave No Trace, the Land Revision Act of 1891 was signed during a time in America when white European colonists had settled and set up a new country and successfully, forcibly removed indigenous people off their lands, and we now had what looked to be swaths of open land that we as a country decided needed to be managed. Please remember, in this land we also call the United States, there has never been open or uninhabited land.
Exactly. And what is deeply important to always remember is that indigenous people were certainly here before any white European colonists and are still here today and are an imperative part of who we are as America. Now, I didn't find any specific evidence saying that indigenous people were not part of the creation of the Land Revision Act of 1891, but based on American track record, I'm guessing that they weren't.
Probably not.
And any time we leave indigenous people out of legislation, especially when it pertains to land and conservation, it is absolutely a form and example of systemic racism.
It is worth noting that the Forest Service did establish in 1988 the position of Tribal Government Program Manager, which later in 2004 became the Office of Tribal Relations. According to the Forest Service's website, it was created to, quote, facilitate consistency and effectiveness in Forest Service program delivery to tribes and to institutionalize long-term consultative and collaborative relationships with tribal governments through new policy and direction, end quote.
Something that the Forest Service has published on their website is their Tribal Relations Strategic Plan for the years 2019 to 2022. It is long, but certainly worth reading, and we'll share with you their objectives for the first year, which includes two objectives. The first is to build, strengthen, and uphold nation-to-nation relationships that sustain tribal sovereignty and help meet the agency's trust, responsibility, and treaty obligations.
And the second is to engage in shared stewardship of our national lands, including tribal and Forest Service lands and resources, to support healthy and resilient forests and grasslands that benefit tribal communities and help the Forest Service better accomplish its mission.
And while the establishment of this office certainly doesn't change the past, it can perhaps serve as an example of the steps American government can take to include and collaborate with our indigenous people, especially when it comes to stewardship of land. Hey, everybody. We are actively planning our hiking for this year. And so you know what that means. Our moon travel guides are out and about. We're marking them up and we're writing in all of our notes. We sincerely love them and we use moon travel guides all the time.
Moon is our favorite travel guidebook publisher because their authors are real people who live in and know the areas they're writing about like the back of their hand.
And we can trust them. From hikes to campsites to city sites to restaurants, Moon Travel has you covered.
So ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings might take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Moon Travel is the travel guidebook publisher for ethical travel.
Don't spend months trying to craft the perfect getaway when you can do it all with Moon.
Whether you're headed out abroad, planning to take on the open road, or want to wander the trails of a national park, make sure to pack a Moon Travel Guide with you.
And through the end of 2024, our listeners can exclusively get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when you go to moon.com. Use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's right. That is moon.com and use code GAZE24. And that's GAZE24 for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide in Moon's entire library at moon.com. And that is exclusively for GAZE listeners. Okay, let's end this trail mix with a game.
Great.
Are you ready?
I will try to be.
Okay, great.
Maybe she's born with it.
This game is called Where's That National Forest?
Oh, great.
In this game, I'm going to give you the names of national forests in a state, mm-hmm. and you have to identify what state they are in.
Great.
However, there's one national forest name that is inaccurate that I've made up.
Oh. And do I have to also identify the false named park?
You do have to identify the false named park.
Or forest.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready?
So I have to identify the state and also the false forest.
Exactly.
False forest.
That's right.
Great.
Are you ready?
Born that way.
Okay, great. Here we go. Here's the first one. Hoosier National Forest. And you can keep Mike Pence and his budget plan that wanted to redirect AIDS research funding toward gay conversion therapy national forest.
Well, I'm going to guess the second one is not a real forest.
Uh-huh.
And it's what is the state of Indiana?
That is right. Mm-hmm. Amazing. You're doing great so far. Are you ready?
I am. If okay, all of them the are like one. This, I'm here for it.
Hiawatha National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Huron Manistee National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Ottawa National Forest. Thank you, Detroit, for your vote. National Forest.
What is the state of Michigan?
That and is correct.
Thank you, Detroit, for your vote. Is not a forest, but we do thank you for your vote.
Up next, Tonto National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Coronado National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
We would like to thank the Maricopa County Poll Workers National Forest.
This is what I thought. What is the state of Arizona?
That's right.
And we would like to thank the Maricopa County Poll Workers, but that is not a national forest, but it should be.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I think, it could be the name of one.
Yes.
Certainly.
Yes.
Okay, ready for the next one.
Yes.
Chattahoochee Oconee National Forest. Mm-hmm. Stacey Abrams is our new queen, National Forest.
Great. I was thinking either Florida or this state, which is Georgia. And yes, Stacey Abrams for the win. Hey, everybody. Yes. These runoffs are important in Georgia. Do your part. Look into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important.
It's now time for the last one. Are you ready?
This is also me being a message board for everybody in this episode.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm okay with that.
Daniel Boone National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
George Washington and Jefferson National Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have runoffs in Georgia to phone bank for so we can send Mitch McConnell back to this state national forest.
This is what I also thought. And the answer is Kentucky.
That is correct.
And yes.
Reasons why I didn't jump on the bandwagon a second ago. Because I knew I was going to be saying this in the final one.
Right.
But yes, we got those runoffs in Georgia, everybody.
And coronavirus relief is important, but it doesn't seem to be important to Mitch McConnell.
That's right. Happy trails, everyone.
Happy trails.
This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. We're here to remind you to phone bank early and phone bank often. And your vote always matters.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks spoken about on the show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on our website and on Instagram was created by Michael Ryan.
All original music is by Dave Seaman and performed by Dave Seaman, Mariella Klinger, and Sean Sklios. Our music producer is Skylar Fordgang.
This episode was edited by Dustin Ballard. We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Middlesex County, New Jersey.